Hallelujah.
Maar jij kan tegen dan zeggen, "Aga, I will preach this word to you as well." But let's pray first.
Palvetame alustuseks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Aitäh, Jeesus.
Thank you that you are our awesome savior.
Aitäh, et sina oled meie võimas nagu päästja.
Thank you for your mighty love.
Aitäh sinu võimsa armastuse eest.
And your power that is in our lives.
Ja sinu väest, mis on meie eludes.
So that we can lay ourselves on you.
Et me võime nagu toetuda sinu peale.
And know that we will go through victorious.
Ja teada, et me läheme võidukalt läbi.
Through this life.
Sellest elust.
So, speak to us today in Jesus name. Amen.
Räägi täna meie vastu Jeesus nimel. Amen.
So we've been looking at this prophecy by Zechariah.
Et me oleme vaatanud selle Zakaria profeteeringut.
And this powerful moment.
Et need võimsad momentid.
That God has promised for us.
Mis Jumal on nagu tootanud, lubanud meile.
And many times I've said, you know, it was that moment Zechariah realized that the Old Testament, you know, had been fulfilled.
Et see, need on need momentid, kus Zechariah saab aru, et Vana Testament on nagu täide minemas või täide läinud.
And in this mighty prophecy.
Ja selles võimsas profeteeringus.
He says.
Ta ütleb.
You know, you swore to our father Abraham.
Et sa nagu lubasid meie isale Abrahamile.
That free from fear.
Et vaba hirmust.
And saved from all our enemies.
Ja päästetud kõikide meie vaenlaste käest.
We might serve you.
Et me võime teinida sind.
And then he keeps going all the days of our lives and different things.
Ja siis ta nagu jätkab ka seal erinevaid asju veel.
So I want to talk about this bit today.
Et ma räägin täna sellest osast.
God has promised.
Jumal on tõotanud.
That we can serve him.
Et me võime teinida teda.
It's a beautiful promise.
Et see on ilus tõotus.
It's like... You guys,
teie siin,
you are allowed.
Te olete nagu volitatud või lubatud.
It's your option.
See on teie võimalus.
That you can actually take.
Et mis te võite selle võtta ka reaalselt.
It's not like a, you know, heavy command.
Et see ei ole nagu mingi käsk, mis on antud.
It's not for some special people.
Et see ei ole mingitele erilistele inimestele.
But he has made a promise.
Aga tema on teinud selle tõotuse.
He's made a promise to all of us.
Ta on teinud meile kõigile tootuse.
You may serve me.
Et sa võid teinida mind.
Should you want to?
Kas sa tahad?
So, you know, a very powerful moment in Joshua's life.
Joosu elus väga nagu võimas moment.
And you know this passage probably.
Et sa tõenäoliselt tead seda kirja kohta ka.
And you know when he's come to the promised land.
Et kui ta tuleb siis tõotatud maale.
And he says to all the people.
Ja ütleb kõikidele inimestele.
You know, you have to choose today.
Et te peate täna valima.
Will you serve?
Kas te teinite?
Our God.
Meie Jumalat.
Or will you just live for the local
või te
gods?
Elate siis kohalikele ebajumalatele jumalatele.
These gods that are in this land.
See, mis, need jumal, mis olid seal maale ees.
And then he says.
Siis ta ütleb.
But as for me
aga
and my family.
Aga minu pere.
We will serve the Lord.
Meie teinime Jumalat.
We will serve the Lord.
Meie teinime Jumalat.
So it's like a choice.
See on nagu valik.
You.
Sina.
Will you serve the local gods?
Kas sa teinid nagu kohalike Jumalaid?
Or will you serve me?
Või sa teinid teda?
Choose today, he says to his people.
Ja ta ütleb oma rahvale, et valige täna.
If you have a Bible, let's read a small little scripture.
Et loeme väikse kirjakoha.
It's from Deuteronomy.
See on siis Mooses ja viies raamat.
And chapter 11.
Ja peatükk 11.
And here is verse 13.
Ja salm 13.
And God says here, and if you will indeed obey my commandments that I command you today.
Kui te tõesti kuulate mu käske, mis ma täna teile annan.
To love the Lord your God.
Nõnda, et armastad Issandat.
And to serve him
oma Jumalat ja teenite teda kõigest.
Yeah, with all your heart and with all your soul.
Kõigest oma südamest ja kõigest oma hingest.
He will give the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the later rain, that you may gather in your grain and your wine and your oil.
Siis annan mina teile maale, teie maale vihma õigel ajal varajase ja hilise vihma ja sa koristad kokku oma teravilja, veini ja õli.
And he will give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be full.
Ja ma annan sinu välja rohtu su loomade jaoks. Sina ise sööd ja su kõht saab täis.
And the last verse 16. Take care lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them.
Ja 16. viimane salm. Hoidke, et te süda ei laseks ennast meelitada ja te ei kalduks kõrvale ega teeniks teisi jumalaid ega kummardaks neid.
You know, it's beautiful what God promises here.
Et see on väga ilus tootus, mis Jumal on siin teinud.
If you serve me,
kui sa teenid mind,
I will satisfy everything, every one of your needs.
Siis ma nagu täidan kõik sinu vajadused.
And this is like the dilemma we all have.
Et see on nagu selline valik või dilemma, mis meil kõigil on.
And I remember when I maybe first felt like a call of God.
Ma mäletan sellist esimest Jumala kutset.
And this was maybe 2008 or so.
See oli võib-olla 2008 umbes nii.
And you know my history, I've been brought up in a Christian family.
Et sa tead, et mu nagu mineviku või põlnemine on kristlikust perekonnast.
And I feel like I've always had a heart to serve the Lord.
Ja ma olen nagu alati tunnud südant Jumalat teenida.
And I've done what I could.
Ja ma olen teinud, mis ma olen suutnud.
As long as I can remember.
Nii pikalt, kui ma mäletan.
And then struggling sometimes.
Et vahest nagu siis võideldes.
But there was this one moment.
Aga siis oli üks moment.
And you know, this is part of our history here as well.
Ja see on ka osa sellest siis ajaloost, mis meil siin on.
And this was first time Martin, our leader in England.
Et siis Martin, meie inglise koguduse liider.
He invited me to come to England.
Siis tema kutsus mind Inglismaale.
To serve the Lord.
Teenima Jumalat.
With him.
Tema koos.
And obviously train and everything else.
Nagu ka samamoodi treeningud saama ja kõike seda muud.
And you know, when God calls you.
Et ja kui Jumal kutsub sind.
You can usually sense it.
Siis sa tavaliselt nagu tunned selle ära.
And the funny thing is.
Ja huvitav asja on.
Often you sense it by your reaction against it.
Ja tihti peale sa tunned selle ära siis reaktsioonina, mis on selle vastu.
And it was that moment, you know, I thought, all these things are happening for me now.
Ja siis ma tundsin, et kõik need asjad nagu juhtuvad praegu mulle.
You know, my life is starting. I'm a young man, I can take care of myself.
Et nagu just ma olen noor mees ja saan ise endaga nagu hakkama, elu algab.
And honestly, I tell you.
Ja usalt öeldes.
I turned the opposite direction from that calling in my heart.
Et siis sellel hetkel ma pöörasin nagu teisele poole. Oppis oma
südames. Started walking that way.
Ja hakkasin nagu liikuma selles suunas.
I don't know why people do that.
Et ei tea, miks inimesed nagu hakkavad seda
But
nagu
they
tegema.
Do. Okay.
Aga nad just nagu teevad niimoodi, nad pööravad just vastas suuna ja hakkavad sealt nagu eemal kõndima sellest.
I tell my job, I could do more work.
Et siis ma mõtlesin töö juures, ma võin veel rohkem tööd teha.
So and I am, you know the story, but I bought a flat and I bought a car and all these things.
Et te tõenäoliselt kuulnud seda, ma ostsin nagu korteri, auto ja igasugu neid asju.
Like to prove myself that I can make it.
Et tõestada endale, et ma saan hakkama
seda. Wanted to work really hard.
Et kui ma töötan kõvasti.
What is that?
Mis asi see on?
You know, why do people do that?
Miks inimesed teevad seda?
You feel this strong call from the Lord.
Et sa tunned nagu seda selget kutsat Jumalat tugevat.
And that when you realize, no, I can actually do it myself.
Ja siis nagu sa hoopis reageerid sellele, et ma saan ise hakkama. Ei.
I mean, actually, and if you think about it, it's always in the Bible as well.
Ja seda, see on piiblis ka, tihti peale niimoodi.
There is this other God.
Seal on see teine Jumal.
This local God.
Kohalik Jumal.
This false God.
Ebajumal.
See what Jesus says about this.
Et vaata, mis Jeesus ütleb selle
kohta. He says, no one can serve two masters.
Keegi ei suuda teinida kahte isandat.
So you can't serve two gods.
Sa ei saa teinida kahte isandat.
Either you will hate the one and love the other.
Kas sa armastad ühte ja vihkad teist.
Or you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
Või sa siis oled nagu ühe poole kaldu ja vihkad teist.
You cannot serve both God and money.
Sa ei saa teinida nagu mõlemat, Jumalat ja raha.
Funny, he actually names the God.
Et siin ta nimetab selle ebajumala, väga huvitav.
He says, this is another local God.
Et see on kohalik teine Jumal.
And he says, you can't serve both.
Et sa ei saa mõlemat teinida.
And if you think about it, that is often the God that starts to speak the most when God calls you.
Ja huvitav on see, et kui Jumal kutsub sind, siis see ebajumal on just peamine, mis hakkab nagu sulle just rääkima.
He says, no. Ei. Listen, you can serve me as well actually if you want.
Sa võid mind ka teenida samamoodi kui
sa tahad. You can do all these things.
Sa võid
and make your own way.
Minna teha kõiki neid asju ja minna nagu oma teed.
How often is that our temptation?
Kui tihti see on nagu meie selline kiusatus.
Well, there's other gods that sort of go with it.
Et seal on nagu et on olemas need teised jumalad, kelle järele me nagu läheme.
And you know there's this pride.
On ka uhkus
and sort of I have to make it on my own.
Et ma pean nagu ise hakkama saama ja ise.
And yeah, they're powerful gods actually.
Need ebajumalad on võimsad.
And the whole world serves them.
Ja terve maailm nagu teenib neid.
You know, you often hear like the priority list of your life.
Et tihti sa nagu kuuled ka sellist prioriteedi nimekirja oma elu kohta.
And you know, I really believe this is biblical.
Ja ma usun, et see on biiblik.
And it's, you know, really put God first in your life.
Et pane Jumal nagu esimeseks, esikohal oma elus.
Most important thing.
Kõige tähtsama asi.
You always do as it says.
Alati tee, mis ta ütleb.
And then second place.
Ja teine koht.
If you married.
Kui sa abielus.
It will be your spouse, your wife or your husband.
Siis on sinu abikaasa, naine või mees.
And it needs to come above the third place, which is your kids.
Ja siis on kolmas koht, mis on lapsed ja see abikaas peab üle sellest olema.
And then comes your ministry for the Lord.
Ja siis nagu neljas seal tuleb sinu teenistus Jumala jaoks.
And then fifth.
Ja viies asi.
Is your job.
On sinu siis maine töö.
You know, it's place number five.
Et sellel see koht on number viis.
You always choose ministry over job.
Et alati nagu valid Jumala teenimise siis oma töö üle.
You always choose your kids over your ministry.
Alati nagu valid oma lapsed üle teenistuse.
And you know, it's I think it's good.
Ja ma arvan, see on hea.
It will save you from a lot of things.
See nagu päästab sind väga paljudest raskustest.
Which God?
Milline Jumal?
Messes up this priority order all the time.
Et milline Jumal on see, kes selle kogu aeg selle nagu prioriteedi või siis järjekorra nagu sassi ajab.
I had a friend in England.
Mul on sõber Inglismaal.
Who was so excited one time.
Kes oli ükskord nagu nii põnevil.
And he was, you know, a good businessman.
Ja ta oli hea ärimees.
And he said.
Ja ta ütles.
You know, this time.
See kord.
We have this conference.
Meil on see konverents.
In church.
Koguduses.
At the same time I had a conference at work.
Ja sama aeg mul on konverents ka töö juures.
And I told them.
Ja ma ütlesin neile.
That look, I can't come for the first two days.
Et ma ei saa tulla esimesed kaks päeva.
Because I'm at a church conference.
Et ma olen koguduse konverentsil.
And he was excited.
Ja see oli nii huvitav.
And he said, it's the first time.
Et see esimene kord.
I ever.
Kui ma kunagi.
I put God.
Olen palunud Jumala.
Above my job.
Üle nagu oma töö.
You realize like 20, 30 years you've been in business.
Ja olnud seal äris nagu 20-30 aastat.
Strong Christian man.
Tugev kristlik mees.
One of our even leaders in our church.
Ja üks meie nagu liidrites seal koguduses.
First time ever.
Esimest korda.
And it brings such joy actually.
Ja ta tundis sellist nagu rõõmu selle üle.
But we often make decisions.
Me tihti teeme otsuseid.
Oh, I got moved that job. I have to go to different, live in different town.
Et noh, ma pean nagu selle töö jätma või minema teise linna elama.
And you forsake your calling and your church and everything.
Ja võibolla sa jätad oma kutsumise ja koguduse ja...
Rather than forsaking your job.
Selle asemel toppus võibolla loobuda sellest tööst.
This God wants to be very high in your life.
Et see Jumal tahab sinu elus olla nagu väga kõrgel kohal.
But God said that he will provide all our needs if we serve him.
Aga Jumal ütles seal kirjakohas, mis me lugesime, et kui me teda teenime, siis tema katab kõik meie vajadused.
You know, the Israelites.
Israelased.
Leaving the Egypt.
Kui nad Egiptuses elasid.
It's funny how God just provided them all the gold and jewels and everything they needed.
Et seal nagu huvitav on see, kui ta Jumal andis neile kulda ja juveele kõike rohkem, mida on vaja.
They didn't work for it.
Nad ei töötanud selle jaoks.
It's a blessing from the Lord.
See oli nagu Jumala õnnistus.
And he promised them a target, this promised land.
Ja ta lubas neile seda tõotatud maad.
And he said, you know, go.
Ja ta ütles, minge.
And you know, they were 40 years in the desert.
Ja nad olid 40 aastat kõrbes.
I don't know if you can even imagine what that was like.
Kui sa isegi kujutad ette, mis see tegelikult välja näeb olla 40 aastat kõrbes.
But God didn't say to them.
Aga Jumal ei öelnud neile.
Look, the promised land is over there.
Et vaata, et see tõotud maa on nagu seal.
I'll meet you there.
Et saame seal kokku.
You know, just come however you can.
Et tulge siis, kui saate.
No, he said, I will lead you.
Vaid ütles, ei, ma juhatan ja juhin
teel. Every step of the way.
Nagu igal sammul teie teel sinna.
And you know the story.
Ja teate lugu.
He provides them water in the desert.
Ta annab neile keset kõrbe.
There is this rock that is following them.
Ja siis on mingi mägi või kalju, mis neid...
It's walking behind them. Every time they need water, they just click it, you know.
Ja siis iga kord, kui on vett vaja, siis nad nagu löövad seda.
And you know, Paul says that rock was Christ.
Ja Paulus ütleb, et see kalju või kivi, et see on Jeesus.
And when they need food.
Ja kui neil on vaja siis toitu.
Meat comes down, manna, whatever that is, comes down.
Linud lendavad kohale või manna tuleb maha.
So imagine.
Kujutle ette.
In you know, this Israelite set off.
Israelased.
They start going.
Nagu hakkavad minema siis.
And then some of them think.
Ja mõned mõtlevad.
I'm gonna make my own way.
Et noh, lõpuks me saame nagu ise minna.
I'm gonna choose my own way.
Et ma valin ise oma tee seal.
You guys go with the Lord.
Et tee minge Jumale järel.
I'll find my own way.
Aga mina lähen siin kõrbes oma teed.
Through the desert.
Ja, keset.
You know, this life is a desert.
Et see elu on meil siin nagu kõrb.
There's nothing we can do.
Me ei suuda mitte midagi teha.
That would actually keep us alive.
Mis suudaks, mis hoiaks tegelikult meil siin päriselt elus.
The only way.
Ainuke tee.
Is to go with the Lord.
On minna koos Jumalaga.
Follow him.
Teda järgida.
He will guide us every step of the way.
Ja tema juhatab meid kõikidel meie sammudel.
And like he fulfilled every one of their needs.
Nagu ta täitis nagu kõik nende vajadused sealgi.
He will do it for you as well.
Et samamoodi tema teeb meile ka.
If you follow him.
Kui sa järgid teda.
If you serve him.
Kui sa teenid teda.
And it's interesting, the prodigal son story.
Et see kadunud poja lugu on huvitav.
The son who was at home.
Et see poeg, kes jäi koju.
He feels like he's serving the Lord.
Et tema tundis, et tema on see, kes tõeliselt tegelikult teenib oma isa.
But he didn't know his father.
Ta tegelikult ei tunnud oma isa.
Because he thought he was trying to earn.
Sest ta mõtles, et ta tahab selle nagu välja teenida.
But his father said to him.
Aga isa ütles talle.
Everything I have.
Üks kõik, mis mul on.
It's yours.
On sinu oma.
It's yours.
See on sinu oma.
You're not serving me because you have to.
Et sa ei pea mind teenima, et sa pead seda välja teenima. Või sa ei pea seda välja teenima.
It's already yours.
See on juba sinu oma.
So when we serve the Lord.
Kui me teenime Jumalat.
We're not trying to earn his love.
Kui me nagu ei taha välja teenida tema armastust.
Or his provision or anything.
Või tema varustust või kõik, mida meil on vaja.
It's already yours.
See on juba sinu oma.
You already have it all through Jesus.
Sul on läbi Jeesuse kõik juba olemas.
So you serve him.
Sa teenid teda.
Because there's nothing better to do.
Sest ei ole mitte midagi paremat teha kui see.
He is the one who deserves it.
Tema on see, kes on seda väärt, et me teeniksime teda.
And he's the one, you know, who will fulfill everything, every one of our needs in the end.
Ja tema on see, kes lõpuks, nagu kellel kõik tuleb see, mis on meil vaja.
So how do you serve the Lord?
Kuda sa siis teenid Jumalat?
So if you choose to do it.
Kui sa nagu valid seda teha.
Well, like that scripture said in Deuteronomy.
Nagu see seal Moosase viiendasse kirja koht ütles.
You know, serve him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Et teeni teda kogu oma südamega ja kogu oma hingega.
Reinhard Bonke's dad, Hermann.
Siis Hermann, kes oli Raimann, või see Reinhard Bonke isa.
He was a Christian.
Ta oli kristlane.
But his desire was to serve in the army.
Ja, aga temal oli üks igatsus teenida armees.
And he signed up.
Ja ta pani ennast sinna kirja.
He became an officer over the years.
Ja sai ohvitseriks siis aastat jooksul.
Logistics officer.
Ja logistika ohvitseriks.
You know, it was before he realized that they were like the most evil army on the planet.
Et ennem kui ta siis tegelikult tuli välja, et see on kõige nagu kurjem sõjavägi terve maa peal.
And obviously they get defeated.
Ja noh, siis nad kaotasid.
And he ends up in a prison.
Ja ta lõpetas siis vanglas.
His wife and their six kids is in Denmark in a refugee camp.
Ja nende kuus last ja naine siis on Taanis seal põgenike laagris.
And he realizes what a big mistake he had made.
Ja siis ta saab aru sellest suurest veast, mis ta on teinud.
That he had put his faith in the wrong God.
et on pannud oma lootuse vale jumala peale.
He had so fully wanted to serve this country.
Et ta nii nagu väga tahtis teenida seda Saksa riiki.
But his heart was broken over what had happened to the Jews and different things.
Kuigi tema nagu süda oli nagu murdunud, mis juutide tehti sama aeg.
So he's there, you know, receiving the punishment.
Et ta on nagu seal siis vastu võtmas seda karistust.
And he's happy that he gets it.
Ja ta on nagu isegi rahul ja õnnelik, et ta saab selle
karistust. Because he knows he deserves it.
Sest ta saab aru, et on selle ära teeninud.
But in his heart,
aga oma südames,
he's praying.
Ta palvetab.
You know, Lord, is there a second chance?
Et Jumal, kas seal on mingi teist võimalust veel?
Can, you know, is there anything I can do for you?
Kas on midagi, mida ma saan sulle teha?
When I was a kid, actually, I desired to preach the gospel.
Et kui ma olin laps, siis ma unistasin jutlustada evangeeliumi.
It just says, Lord, I actually want to serve you with all my life.
Ma tahan teenida terve oma elu sind.
And in that moment,
ja sellel hetkel,
he hears the prison door open.
Ja ta kuuleb, kus vang luks läheb lahti.
And there is this man walks in.
Ja mees kõnib sisse.
White robes.
Valge rüü üle.
Big massive beard.
Ja suur habe ees.
And, you know, sandals in his feet.
Sandaalid jalas.
And he says,
ja ta ütleb,
I'm so glad that you have come.
Ma olen nii, mul on nii hea meel, et sa oled tulnud.
Vanishes into thin air.
Ja siis nagu kadus ära õhku.
You know, he's shaken.
Ta nagu väriseb.
Jesus had come to speak to him.
Jeesus tuli rääkis temaga.
Happy.
Õnnelik.
That somebody wants to serve him with all of his heart.
Ja Jeesus nagu õnnelik, et keegi tahab teda teenida koguma südamest.
Imagine like your life is like a scale. You know, one of those balance scales.
Ja, et kui sa kujutad ette, et su elu on nagu see tasakaalu kaal.
And you know, one of the side is the cross.
Ühel pool on siis rist.
And the other side is your life.
Teisel pool on sinu elu.
And the only thing, only way you can lift up cross in your life.
Ja ainuke viis nagu tõsta seda risti poolt sinu elus üles.
If you put everything on it.
Kui sa paned nagu kõik siis sinna.
Put all of your life on it.
Paned kogu me elu siis sinna.
It's funny. You can put 99.9%.
Sa võib panna 99.9%.
But the cross, it demands everything.
Aga see riss seal teise poole, et ta tõuseks, nõuab kogu kaalu, vastu kaalu.
It's the only way we can do it.
See on nagu ainuke viis, kuda me saame
seda teha. We have not a single excuse.
Meil on ühtegi vabandust.
After what God did for us on the cross and Jesus.
Peale seda, mis Jeesus tegi risti peal meie jaoks.
Ja, and I'll keep this little 1% for myself.
Ja, et ma hoian selle 1% veel tagasi.
We can serve him with all of our heart.
Et teine teda kogu südamest.
We can serve him with gladness.
Võime teine teda ka rõõmuga.
You know, Psalm 100, verse 2 says.
Salm 100 siis öeldakse.
You know, serve the Lord with gladness.
Et teenige Jumalat rõõmuga.
Be happy when you do it.
Et olge nagu rõõmsad ja õnnelik, kui te teete seda.
You know, and it says in another place.
Ta ütleb teises kohas veel.
God has anointed him.
Et Jumal on võidnud teda.
Talking about Jesus or you if you want.
Rääkides Jeesusest, mis sinus, kui sina seda tahad.
With oil of gladness.
Nagu rõõmu õliga.
You know, oil of gladness.
Võitud tegema seda.
Yeah, and you know, imagine a door.
Kujut ette.
A door.
Uks.
You know, if it doesn't have the oil.
Kui sellel uksel ei ole nagu õli.
Every time it moves.
Iga kord, kui see liigub.
Like our bedroom door.
Nagu meie kodus mõni uks.
It makes a noise.
Siis ta teeb seda häält.
But if you put some oil on it.
Aga kui sa paneksid mingit õli sinna.
It will go smoothly, quietly.
Siis ta läheb nagu ilma seda kriuksumata ja mõnusalt.
So when we serve the Lord.
Kui me teenime Jumalat.
You don't need to go.
Siis me ei pea nagu krigisedes liikuma.
You can do it with a happy heart.
Vaid sa võid teha nagu sujuvalt ja mõnusalt.
You don't need to complain about it.
Ei pea nagu kurtma selle üle.
And you know, Bible says when you serve him faithfully.
Ja Piibel ka ütleb, et kui teenid teda, siis teenid teda ustavalt.
Jesus did say this parable.
Ja Jeesus ütleb selle tähendamissõna.
You know about the talents.
Talentide kohta.
And he says to the one who did the job, well done, good and faithful servants.
Ja siis ta ütleb selle, kes tegi head tööd, et hästi tehtud tubli ja ustav sulane.
You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
Sa oled olnud ustav vähese üle. Ma panen sind siis suure või palju üle.
Come and share your master's happiness.
Tule oma isanda nagu rõõmusse või rõõmu.
God is happy.
Jumal on siis õnnelik ja rõõmus.
When we give him something.
Kui me nagu anname midagi.
If we serve him.
Teenime teda.
If you do it faithfully.
Kui me teeme seda ustavalt.
Honestly, I can tell you this is one of the best thing you can do with your life.
Et see on üks parim asi, mida sa võid oma eluga teha.
To remain faithful.
Jääda nagu ustavaks.
When you are serving him.
Kui sa teenid teda.
That is the thing that will promote you the fastest.
See on asi, mis nagu viib sind edasi, nagu kõige kiiremalt.
If you stay true.
Kui sa nagu jääd ustavaks.
And you trust the Lord.
Ja sa usaldad Jumalat.
And you keep going.
Ja jätkad edasi minemist.
God will use it.
Siis Jumal kasutab seda.
It's faithful in small things.
Ustav väikestes asjades.
You know, doing the puppets.
Teha neid nukkusid siin.
Whatever you do, you know, do it with all of your heart.
Tee kogu oma südames seda.
Do it faithfully.
Tee seda ustavalt.
It's the thing that's gonna, you know, reward you the fastest.
Et see on kindlasti asi, mis nagu kõige kiiremini toob sulle nagu tagasi, nagu Jumalalt õnnistust ja kõike, mida vaja.
I'll share another quick story.
Ma räägin kiirelt ühe teise loo.
From Reinhard Bonke.
Reinhard Bonkest.
You know, he received his calling as well very young.
Et tema ka väga noorelt sai oma kutsumuse Jumala käest.
And one of the things actually I'll just share as well.
Üks asjades ma jagan veel.
You know, they were in this prison camp or this refugee camp in Denmark.
Et seal oli siis põgenike laager Taanis.
And now they were the Germans, the Nazis, you know.
Ja siis nad olid nagu natsid sakslased seal.
Everybody hated them.
Kõik vihkasid neid.
Even though they were just some kids and
ise kui nad olid lapsed ja pered.
And it wasn't easy for them.
Et see ei olnud neil lihtne seal olla.
And a lot of people died in the war.
Ja palju inimesi oli sõjas surnud.
And then his brothers.
See tema vennad.
They were saying, how does God let those things happen?
Ja siis vennad ütlesid, kuda siis Jumal lasi seal kõigel juhtuda.
How did we survive and our granddad didn't?
Et miks tema jäi ellu, aga meie vana isa jäänud ellu?
And all these questions.
Ja kõik need küsimused.
And pointing at God.
Ja nagu näpuga Jumalal näidates.
And then Reinhard Bonke, his mom said.
Ja siis Reinhard Bonke ema ütleb.
And some questions we will never get an answer to.
Et need on küsimused, mis ei saa mitte kunagi vastatud.
And God will tell us if he needs to when we meet him.
Ja kui me Jumala kunagi kokku saame, siis tema ütleb meile.
And Reinhard said, that was enough for me.
Ja siis Reinhard ütles, et see oli nagu küllalt minule.
That was enough.
Et see oli nagu piisav minule.
All these years through the prison.
Kõik need aastad nagu läbi vangla.
He held on to this one word.
Ta hoidis kinni nagu sellest ühes sõnast.
And God knows.
Et Jumal teab.
And when God called him.
Ja kui Jumal kutsus teda.
And said, when he was 10 years old, you shall preach gospel in Africa.
Ja kui ta oli 10 aastat vana ja ta öeldi, et sina saad rääkima või jagama evangeeliumi Afrikas.
And I mean, his brothers were mocking him.
Ja see vennad muidugi norisid.
His dad,
tema isa,
who was a minister,
kes oli siis teenija,
didn't really believe him,
ei uskunud sellesse,
that God had spoken to him.
Et Jumal on rääkinud Reinhardile.
Are you sure that God spoke this to you?
Kus sa oled ikka kindel, et Jumal sinuga rääkis?
I don't know if your 10-year-old son says that I'm going to go preach gospel in Africa. I don't know how you react.
Ja kui 11-aastane poeg ütleb, et ma lähen nüüd Afrikasse kunagi, kuda siis reageeriksid? Ja.
But then Reinhard asked him one day.
Aga siis kui Reinhard küsis neid üks päev.
From his father.
Oma isalt.
God, father, you have been called by the Lord.
Isa, sina oled Jumal poolt kutsutud.
To be a pastor.
Olen pastor.
How do you know that it's God's calling?
Kus sina tead, et see on Jumala kutsumine?
How do you know?
Kuda sina seda
tead? And this realizes the question, right?
Ja siis ta saab siis küsimust aru nagu.
Things like, what do I answer?
Siis ta mõtleb midagi, vastata isa mõtleb.
And well, he says.
Ja siis isa ütleb.
If you know deep down in your heart.
Kui sa tead sügaval oma südames.
Then you just know.
Siis sa lihtsalt tead.
That it's God.
Et see on Jumalalt.
Reinhard obviously says.
Reinhard siis muidugi vastab talle.
I know that it's God.
Siis ma tean, et Jumal on mind kutsunud Afrikasse kuulutama.
And he stayed faithful to this calling.
Ja ta nagu jäi ustavalt selles kutsumisse.
Stayed faithful.
Jäi ustavaks.
Whatever came.
Mis iganes tuli.
He trusted that this was God.
Siis ta nagu usaldas, et see on Jumalalt.
Whatever he did.
Ükskõik, mis ta tegi.
He trusted that this was God. Amen.
Et siis ta usaldas, et see on Jumal. Amen.